Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? This is Dr. Ronald Hoppe with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. Sourced and manufactured in the United States, this product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling, and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoppe, and we're talking about GI health with Neil Levin. He's Senior Nutrition Education Manager and Product Formulator for Now Foods and Protocol for Life Balance. Just tell us about your Protocol for Life Balance. That's a physician line. Now Foods, is you find it in health food stores, right? But what's the rationale for having a different brand, Protocol for Life Balance?
Well, we noticed that the practitioner brands tended to be fairly overpriced. As far as we're concerned, we're a value brand. We believe in pumping a lot of money and resources into testing and quality and not doing quite so much as other brands in terms of marketing and profits. We're running on a lower profit margin, about half the profit margin of the publicly traded companies.
Right.
For example,
That's an interesting concept, because what you'll see now is there's a trend. You know, all these companies originally started as like mom and pop shops. You know, I know the principals who started some of these companies in the 70s and 80s and 90s. And, many of them have sold out to big, big corporate, entities, private equity, they're owned, by, in effect, by conglomerates, by investment, companies that, for their shareholders and their investors, a great deal of profit. You know, they're squeezing a lot of lard out of a gnat, so to speak.
Yeah.
But one of the things I like about the company, you know, I know the principals, I know, the folks who run it, and, it's closely held, and it's a private company, and, they don't live high on the hog. I happen to know them, you know, their personal style. But they're very committed to product development and product quality. And so Protocol for Life Balance is available just through health professionals, right?
Right. We do not sell that in stores. They have to have a professional license to be able to purchase it.
Okay. Also available to you by special arrangement via FullScript, which is our online dispensary. You can go to drhoffman.com, click on Shop, and you can access the high-quality Protocol for Life Balance products, as well as the Now Foods products. Benny, not to say that they aren't very high quality, but the more specialized products are Protocol for Life Balance. We're just talking about zinc carnosine, and any additional benefits to zinc carnosine? Any additional conditions where zinc carnosine might be helpful? You know, a GERD is a very common condition, reflux, and it eventuates in a lot of people becoming dependent on acid blocking medications. Is there a role for zinc carnosine in GERD or reflux, or are there some other products?
Yes, there is, but we actually have two versions of zinc carnosine. One is the GI Guard AM, and that's the zinc carnosine. It includes mastic gum powder and slippery elm, which are very soothing for the mucous membranes.
Okay. And mastic gum also inhibits H. pylori, which is a factor in a lot of GI problems, stomach ulcers, for example.
That's right. And the second formula we have is GI Guard PM, which has the same zinc carnosine. And we actually recommend the PM as the primary one. And if you need additional support during the day, then you add the GI Guard AM.
Okay.
So you don't necessarily need to take both. But if you have a continuing problem all day, that would be where you'd add the AM. Now, the PM is different because it not only includes the pepsin GI, the zinc carnosine complex, we include melatonin, tryptophan, taurine, trimethylglycine, and vitamin B6, B12, folic acid with it. So it's kind of an odd formula if you don't know what's happening in the gut. If you do know it, it becomes a very interesting formula. Now, melatonin in the GI tract, you actually produce about 400 times as much melatonin in the gut as you do in the pineal gland in the brain.
Hmm. Wow.
And it tends to have a similar effect to the other melatonin, which is circadian rhythm. When do things do their jobs? When do they relax? When do they repair and rebuild and shut down and relax? And that's controlled by serotonin and melatonin, mostly in the GI tract. So if you have a lower GI melatonin concentration in the gut overnight than other people, the patients with upper GI disorders like GERD are more likely to have a low level of melatonin overnight in the gut than people who don't have GERD.
Hmm.
So there's a relationship. What is melatonin?
I do a lot of research on ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. You know, I presented on it at scientific conferences, and I treat a lot of patients with those conditions. And among the things that are helpful for ulcerative colitis, which is lower down in the gastrointestinal tract, is melatonin. And I don't think it's quite understood why, but it acts as a signaling molecule for inflammation, or, you know, does something maybe to promote motility. That helps those patients. Irritable bowel as well. There's some really good studies on irritable bowel, IBS, and melatonin.
I think you hit it on the head there. Melatonin in the GI tract specifically protects the stomach mucosal membrane against free radical damage, for example, stress or induced ulcers.
Mm-hmm.
It inhibits overnight hydrochloric acid and pepsin secretion.
So that's why you put it in the PM formula, obviously, you know, to
right,
for that effect. Okay.
So how does your body know it's time to stop making these the enzyme pepsin or the hydrochloric acid? It knows because of melatonin as a signaling device.
Mm-hmm.
It decreases TNF-alpha and interleukin-1 beta and other pro-inflammatory molecules. It increases glutathione and SOD, the body's natural antioxidants. And as you suggested earlier, it's an important gut motility signaling molecule. It signals when it's appropriate for moving things through the gut or not. When is the digestion happening?
Is it conceivable that we're seeing more GI problems because we kind of have an epidemic of low melatonin? Because, you know, you referred earlier to the pineal gland. That's the source of melatonin, correct? And when you get light in your eyes 24/7 virtually, you know, and you're sitting there in bed with your electronic device blasting blue light into your face, or you're watching, a late movie on Netflix on your 100-inch flat screen TV, you abolish your melatonin production, don't you? I mean, too much light kills melatonin.
It does, but there's also signaling between the brain and the gut, and you're producing a lot of this in the gut as well.
Okay.
So if you're not producing it in the brain, you might be signaling the gut it's not time to make it at the same time.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Synchronicity.
Is that right? Chronobiology. That's a whole important
right.
area of science. Moving along to, you know, some other plausible agents for gastrointestinal health, and I know that another of your favorites is peppermint. And actually, I was big on peppermint in the 1980s. I began to do research on it, and I tried to come up with a formulation of peppermint that wasn't going to cause peppermint burping, a form of enteric-coated peppermint. And then, you know, I got busy, I abandoned the project, but I see that, you know, it's actually become a widely available and popular supplement now.
It is. We do sell peppermint oil, GI, we call it. And the main constituent of peppermint oil are menthol and similar compounds. And we've combined peppermint oil with small amounts of ginger and fennel oils. These are essentially essential oils. So they're in an enteric-coated capsule to protect them from stomach acid. And it's believed that the peppermint oil is going to have benefits in terms of an irritable bowel, of spastic things going on in the lower parts of the small intestine.
So it's more for the lower part. However, you know, and I'll apply a caution here, and I think you'll probably agree with my distinction that I'm making here, that peppermint, if you have a lot of reflux, belching, burping, you're going to actually loosen your upper esophageal sphincter with peppermint oil. It has an antispasmodic effect, hence it loosens that sphincter. Hence, you're more likely to, if you have, say, a hiatal hernia, to experience reflux. So you want an enteric form of it. The trick is you want it to open up further down, not high up. Correct?
That's a really good point. Yeah, enteric coating means it's going to break down in the small intestine, not in the stomach, in a neutral environment, not an acidic environment, so that it will release beyond the point where it affects the stomach or you can burp it up or anything like that.
When I was doing research on this, I saw there was some very interesting studies that kind of looked at, you know, what an ECG or an electrocardiogram looks like. You know, you see those spikes up and down. And the intestine has a pulse. You know, it's the peristalsis. And what you see when you administer peppermint oil experimentally is you see sort of a reduction in the intensity of those spikes. You actually can visualize the antispasmodic effect. It's very cool. It really works on the smooth muscle via the enteric nervous system to reduce those crampy spasms that cause pain.
And it seems to be effective, the peppermint oil, in relaxing the GI smooth muscle. It works on the calcium channels in the gut. And because, as you mentioned, you do not want to relax the sphincter at the bottom of the esophagus and get reflux. That's why the enteric coating is preferred. Now, in studies, statistically significant improvement in symptoms of IBS. Specific ones are alleviation of abdominal pain after eating and decrease in abdominal distension, 83% improvement versus 29% in the placebo group.
And I think there's another element to that is the distension may occur because you have a proliferation of bacteria, you know, the so-called SIBO, small intestine bacterial growth, which causes gas and bloating. Peppermint is also pretty good antimicrobial. It will inhibit the growth of pathogenic bacteria, right?
Yeah, and adding the ginger and fennel kind of dispel gas at the same time.
They're what are called in herbal medicine carminatives, which is an old herbal medicine term, which means that they make you less gassy, you know.
Well, if you ever eaten in an Indian restaurant and you see they have a little bowl of seeds near the door, that's basically what you're getting.
Oh, there you go. Okay, yeah. So that's
same idea.
Culinary chemistry there that they were aware of in traditional Ayurvedic cookery. That's cool.
Yeah, and again, in a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study, human study, reduction in stool frequency, 83% reduction versus 32% on the placebo, and fewer complaints of flatulence, 79% have an improvement versus 22% in the placebo group.
I'm glad I wasn't involved in that study, but, you know, somebody's got to do that work. Well, that, okay, so Is that incorporated in a product?
Yeah, so that's the Protocol for Life Balance product called Peppermint Oil GI.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that, by the way, that's one of my tried and true products. You know, because I see so many. I mean, I don't know whether you're still seeing, consulting with nutrition patients. I know you've been a professional nutritionist during your career, but what a prevalent complaint. You know, I'm gassy, I'm bloated. Oh, do you have, you know, you went to a gastroenterologist. They said you're fine. You know, there's nothing to see here. You know, join the club. You have IBS. Okay. And that's the wastebasket diagnosis that so many people are relegated to. But it's pretty darn unpleasant to, you know, have to withstand that.
And I'll tell you another benefit potentially for the GI Guard PM with the melatonin. Something very interesting. It tends to help with feelings of bowel urgency when someone doesn't really have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
When you don't need a bowel movement, but there's a feeling like you do have to go. There's some feeling of urgency that's false. It tends to be associated with the lack of the serotonin, melatonin in the GI tract.
That's interesting. And so which product is that, the AM or the PM? Or
that's
both?
The GI Guard P, that's the PM.
The PM. You know, and medically there's a term for it, it's tenesmus. Which means, you know, a sensation that you gotta evacuate, but there's nothing there. You know, it's just like a feeling that you know, gotta, worship at the throne, you know, with futility. Okay. To put it
politely. Yeah, but that also causes sleep disturbances if it happens overnight.
Indeed. Yeah. It definitely can be a waker upper. Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this vital message with you. Here goes. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Neil Levin. I just wanted to throw in something on the American Nutrition Association. Can you tell us about your involvement with that? Because they just launched a national campaign. Why don't you share what your background is with them?
All right. Well, I'm actually the past president of the parent organization that launched the American Nutrition Association called Nutrition for Optimal Health Association. I was president of that association for the 8 years prior to the ANA being initially conceived. And there were basically four of us on the board of directors, including Michael Stroka, who is now really the guiding force behind the ANA and the associated organizations with it. But the idea was to have a professional organization associated with a college of nutrition, with a medical journal, a scientific journal, with an accrediting agency for nutrition programs, and really bringing nutritionists into the same kind of professional status as the dietitians or physicians have had.
Right.
And giving them the same kind of resources.
With a credential, it's the CNS credential, and I've been involved with them on that end since the 1990s. And so, in effect, it's a consolidation of a bunch of pre-existing organizations, but it's kind of a relaunch of the ANA under the guise of ANA.org, I think it is. The ANA.org is the website, something to that effect.
American Nutrition Association.org.
American
Or the ANA.org is another way to get there, yeah.
Okay, great.
And
really the whole idea here is, you know, we're floundering around trying to salvage our current medical system. And, you know, everybody's got a solution, you know, with single payer or, you know, private or whatever, you know, but we got problems because there's so many sick people. We're running out of money. It turns out that, 70% of the medical conditions that we encounter are preventable. And we're just not doing a good job getting the word out to the masses and to health professionals about how to address this. Doctors are poorly equipped. Other health professionals, have minimal knowledge. And so the idea there is to, create a whole phalanx of professionals who can go out there and affect change on the American healthcare scene. So, yeah. I've known you, for quite a few years, but this is kind of a revelation to me that you were so involved so early in the development of this organization. It's great.
Well, I'm the one who brought Michael Stroka in originally.
Well, that's a claim to fame because he's doing a bang-up job with this.
He has really been leading the charge on this to educate, certify, advocate, and connect. And the key words here are personalized nutrition. Empowering people to health using personalized nutrition. So it's a way to educate health professionals and the public. It's all science-based, but personalized nutrition. We have conferences, webinars, educational trainings. I'm on the board of directors of the charitable organization associated with it as well. And again, running the certified nutrition specialist, the CNS, and other specialty certifications, advocating, including getting state laws so that there's not only one nutrition professional.
Yeah, it used to be that unless you were an RD, a registered dietitian, you could not, under pain of like criminal penalties, you could not purvey nutritional advice in certain states. They had, in effect, a lock. It's like a professional monopoly on nutrition education. And I gotta say, there's some very fine RDs who've gone on to get the CNS certification, and there's really a lot of progress in the registered dietitian community. But I have to say that, initially they were so hidebound in their rejection of, nutritional supplements, for example. They would just inveigh against any kind of nutritional supplement that you could just do it with diet, and the diets weren't so hot. They had kind of a monolithic view of, low fat, low fat, low fat. And, so we need to really professionalize and upgrade our nutrition education and offer people more options.
Yeah. You know what's funny? If you look at surveys of dietitians, something like 98% of them personally use or have used supplements.
Mm-hmm.
But you hear the mantra, you don't need to take supplements. You can get everything you need from food. I actually have a presentation I've been giving. Why do people need to take dietary supplements when diet isn't enough? What is wrong with our diets or our individual biochemistry that we need to sometimes take supplements?
Well, let's make a date for a discussion of that.
Yeah.
Because that in itself, I think, is a very, very important subject. Because, that's the frequent argument. And unfortunately, it's a prevailing view is that, as long as you follow a healthy diet and exercise, you're going to be fine. Well, what about the therapeutic use of nutrients for dealing with all the maladies that we confront, short of using pharmaceutical drugs? There's a whole, wealth of evidence that that's the way to go. And that really is embodied in the, mission statement of the American Nutrition Association. Yes, diet, but also, the judicious use of scientifically backed supplements. And I think, it's a great compliment to the work that you do as a senior nutrition education manager and product formulator for Now Foods that you've engaged in advocacy on behalf of this. So, it works for me. It certainly has worked for you professionally to broaden your scope of activities to include. Yeah, it's kind of a political initiative to get the word out.
It is. I mean, there's a lot of different moving parts here, and I'm certainly not the main driver behind them, but I have supported the organization for, and its precursors since about 1993, so long time.
You were there at the inception. Great stuff. All right, so let's give the shout out, our take-home message. Protocol for Life Balance, where do you get information?
Information is at protocolforlife.com. And it is available. If you go to Dr. Hoffman's site, you can get some information as well.
Yep. We have, excuse me, I'm just reaching for some copy here. Yeah. Okay. Here it is. They're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance, logically enough. We set up a conduit for people to order those products. So it's AM and PM. What's the formal name for those products?
GI Guard AM, GI Guard PM, and the other one we talked about was Peppermint Oil GI.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Neil, for that update. And, you know, we'll get you back to talk about something else along the lines of nutritional support in the near future. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.